crews are still thawing equipment on the North Slope drilling rig that suffered a blowout last week. The Spanish company Repsol was drilling an exploratory well on Wednesday when they hit a gas pocket that caused the blowout. Natural gas was flowing uncontrolled from the well, and so workers had to shut down the equipment and evacuate the rig. Now that equipment is so thoroughly frozen, Kathy Forrester with the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission says crews could be thawing it for 4 or 5 more days.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be this report for the next several days. They're thawing things out, cleaning things up, mobilizing equipment, and trying to figure out what they've got and what they can do with it.
Repsol is contracting with a company called Wild Well Control to gain control of the well. They will likely use heavy mud to do the job, but the Department of Environmental Conservation reports the line to inject mud is also frozen. Crews are working on a way to bypass the line. Forrester says even though the well is mostly quiet now, Wild Well Control will have to make sure no more gas or debris can escape.
It could be dead, or it could have a plug of some sort, just giving the appearance that it's dead. And you have to assume the worst, because you don't want to be surprised. You know, if you go in there assuming everything's rosy, then somebody gets hurt and you lose control of the well again.
Forrester says she hasn't seen a proposal from the company on exactly how they plan to kill the well, but she expects to have it in the next few days.